This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Psalm 56. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. David lamented that his enemies were constantly conspiring, lurking, and watching his steps, hoping to take his life. In the coming week, Christians around the world will watch the steps of Jesus, many of which were watched gleefully by his enemies. From Bethany, to the upper room, to the garden, to the house of the high priest, to Pilate the governor, to King Herod's palace, to the city gates, to Golgotha, we will watch his steps. Some would say that Jesus was hounded every step of the way. Isaiah says he was led, taken away, cut off, assigned a grave. But the prophet also says, it was the Lord's will to crush him and to cause him to suffer. When we weep for him, he will say, do not weep for me. And we will be comforted, for each of his steps brought our salvation closer. Our hope will be strengthened, for he whose steps we watch is always watching our steps. He whose foot slipped under his cross will not let our feet slip. He who suffered great harm at the willing hands of people blinded by sin will keep us from eternal harm. Nothing can snatch us out of his hand. Lent is a good time to say with the psalmist, I put my trust in you, God, whose word I praise.
The Today Devotional is made available by Reframe Media, in print, online, or as a daily email. Sign up at thisistoday.com.